This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back to Thrones of Power, the podcast where we journey through the triumphs, struggles, and legacies of history's greatest empires. In our previous episode, we explored how the Safavid Empire reshaped Persian identity and the religious map of the Middle East. Today, we travel east, far across deserts, mountains, and ancient caravan routes, to a land that has repeatedly reimagined itself across millennia. A land where dynasties rose and fell like tides, each leaving its mark on the world. This is the story of the Ming Dynasty, a dynasty of resilience, rebirth, artistic brilliance, technological innovation, and monumental ambition. It was a dynasty forged in rebellion, strengthened by discipline, defined by culture, and remembered for both its towering achievements and its human flaws. In the mid-14th century, China was a land in crisis. The Mongol-led Yuan dynasty had once brought unity and stability, but decades of mismanagement, inequality, plague, and famine left the empire vulnerable. Secret societies, most famously the Red Turbans, rose in revolt across the countryside. Peasants starved, nobles feuded, and the authority of the Mongol court in Beijing crumbled. In the chaos, unlikely heroes emerged. Among them was a boy named Zhu Yuanzhang. Born into a poor peasant family, he lost his parents to famine, became a beggar, and later joined a Buddhist monastery. When the Mongols tightened their grip, Zhu joined the rebels, first as a foot soldier, then as a strategist, and ultimately as a commander of enormous influence. Through grit and brilliance, Zhu outmaneuvered rival warlords and unified rebel factions. In 1368, his forces marched into the Yuan capital. The Mongols fled north, and Zhu Yuanzhang ascended the throne as the Hongwu Emperor, founder of the Ming Dynasty. His life was a testament to the possibility of transformation, a pauper becoming the son of heaven. Hongwu believed China needed discipline, stability, and moral clarity. He re-established the Confucian bureaucratic system, reviving the civil service examinations to restore the scholar-official class. He redistributed land to peasants, encouraged agriculture, and rebuilt the...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Irrigation systems that formed China's economic backbone. But Hongwu also ruled with iron. He distrusted scholars, nobles, and even his own generals. His legal code, the Diminglu, was strict and unforgiving. Large-scale purges exterminated those he suspected of disloyalty. His paranoia created fear, but it also strengthened imperial control in the aftermath of rebellion. Despite harshness, Hongwu succeeded in stabilizing China, and stability laid the foundation for prosperity. Under his rule, villages repopulate, fields were cultivated, markets reopened, and China began its long journey back to greatness. After Hongwu, the dynasty evolved dramatically under the Yongle Emperor, one of the most powerful rulers in Chinese history. Yongle was ambitious, visionary, and determined to expand China's presence both at home and across the world. His first monumental act was relocating the capital to Beijing, where he constructed the Forbidden City, a colossal complex of palaces, ceremonial halls, temples, and courtyards. With golden roofs shimmering under the sun and walls painted a deep imperial red, it was the physical embodiment of cosmic order. Every detail, from the symmetry of the architecture to the alignment with celestial patterns, symbolized imperial legitimacy. Beyond Beijing's walls, Yongle ordered the rebuilding and expansion of the Great Wall. Earlier dynasties had constructed fortifications, but it was under the Ming that the wall became a unified stone and brick megastructure stretching thousands of kilometers. It was more than defense, it was identity. It marked the boundary between the cultivated, ordered world of China and the unpredictable northern steppes. But Yongle's boldest legacy floated not on land, rather, it sailed across the oceans. In 1405, Yongle dispatched the first of Zheng He's treasure fleets. These were not simple merchant convoys, they were floating cities. Some ships, like the fabled treasure junks, were said to exceed 400 feet in length. Crews numbered in the tens of thousands, including sailors, soldiers, interpreters, diplomats, doctors, and scribes. Zheng He journeyed to Southeast Asia, India, Sri Lanka, Arabia, and the eastern coast of Africa. He traded silk and porcelain for spices, ivory, timber, and gold. He established Chinese influence abroad, negotiated peace, suppressed piracy, and brought exotic animals, like giraffes, back to Beijing, astonishing the imperial court. These voyages demonstrated China's...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Technological prowess and global ambition. But they also reflected a unique worldview. China sought tribute, not conquest, respect, not empire. It wanted recognition of its supremacy, not colonies. After Zheng He's final voyage, however, the court shifted inward. Influential Confucian scholars argued that maritime adventure was wasteful and distracted from domestic stability. The fleets were dismantled, shipyards closed. China turned away from the sea, and, in doing so, surrendered maritime leadership just as Europe prepared to explore the world. Despite this withdrawal, the Ming Dynasty entered a long era of flourishing prosperity. Agriculture thrived through innovations in crop rotation and irrigation. The introduction of new world crops, such as sweet potatoes, maize, and peanuts, boosted food security. City life blossomed. Markets in Suzhou, Hangzhou, Nanjing, and Beijing bustled with merchants selling silk, jade, ceramics, lacquerware, and tea. China became the world's largest producer of manufactured goods, exporting its treasures as far as the Middle East and Europe. In exchange, silver flowed into China, especially Ming silver coins, which became an international currency. The global economy of the early modern world centered more on China than on any other empire. Culturally, the Ming Dynasty ushered in a renaissance. Porcelain kilns in Jingdezhen produced stunning blue and white ceramics prized across continents. Literature flourished, Journey to the West, Romance of the Three Kingdoms, and The Water Margin became foundational works of Chinese storytelling. Scholars refined painting and calligraphy. Opera reached new artistic heights. Architecture, from palaces to temples to urban gardens, mirrored the Ming ideals of harmony, balance, and beauty. Ming society valued order, education, and family. Clan lineages strengthened, ancestral halls became centers of identity. The imperial examination system reached new levels of sophistication, giving scholars enormous cultural prestige. China was, in many ways, the richest.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
...and most advanced civilization on Earth. Yet beneath the prosperity, tensions simmered. By the 16th century, eunuchs gained immense influence within the palace, often clashing with scholar officials. Corruption spread like rot through the administration. Natural disasters, floods, droughts, earthquakes, devastated provinces and strained the economy. Silver shortages triggered financial crises. Rising taxes burdened peasants, fueling uprisings. One of the largest rebellions was led by Li Zicheng, whose forces captured Beijing in 1644. The last Ming emperor, Chongzhen, tragically hanged himself on a hillside overlooking the Forbidden City. In desperation, a Ming general opened the Great Wall to the Manchu armies from the north. The Manchus defeated the rebels and seized the throne, founding the Qing Dynasty, China's last imperial dynasty. Just like that, the Ming Dynasty ended. But its legacy endured. The Ming Dynasty reshaped China's identity. It restored Han Chinese culture after nearly a century of Mongol rule. It revived Confucian governance, rebuilt infrastructure, and defined Chinese aesthetics, from porcelain to garden design to drama. It fortified the Great Wall into a national symbol, built the Forbidden City, and oversaw an artistic golden age unmatched in many eras. Through Zhang He, it briefly touched the world across oceans. Through trade, it influenced economies across continents. And through literature, architecture, philosophy, and craftsmanship, it left behind a civilization whose impact still resonates today. The Ming Dynasty was a story of rebirth, a reminder that even in the ashes of collapse, a civilization can rise again, stronger and more radiant than before. Thank you for joining me on Thrones of Power. In the next episode, we will move forward in China's story to the Qing Dynasty, the empire that rose from the north to rule China through its final centuries, navigating both grandeur and the storms of global change.